Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Mozart Players open their new season under the direction of Kelly Kuo with a performance on Saturday evening, October 5th in Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. The program includes Mozart's Coronation Piano Concerto No. 26 in D major, featuring the accomplished pianist Anton Nell, a native of South Africa now settled in Austin, Texas. Also on the program, the Chamber Symphony arrangement of Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 3 in F major and the overture to Mozart's opera La Clemenza di Tito. Anton Nell joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Anton.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, there must be a certain sense of freedom for you as a pianist when playing this concerto, since Mozart didn't write down the solo part completely. In your own approach to the solo part of that composition, do you consciously play as you imagine Mozart might have?
Well, I try to. Of course, there's so much scholarship these days and also so many different editions. And you know, I've played so much Mozart that I know what the patterns are and what they're supposed to be. So it's kind of fun to imagine what it was like. And actually, most of the editions agree on the missing things. I mean, they're all very, very similar. And but of course, I did not know this many, many years ago. I played this piece for the first time when I was about 14 or 15, and I haven't played it since. And so now, of course, I've come back slightly wiser. I mean, I still have my original score with some, you know, really cross markings by my teacher, you know, where a 14-year-old would typically not learn all the accidentals right for the first lesson and this kind of thing. So it's lots of fun. But yes, I mean, this does give you an incredible opportunity to be creative and spontaneous and living in the moment, as you say. It's very exciting.
Do you think your playing of it would change from night to night if you were playing this on a regular basis?
Yes. Things like the left hand part, which doesn't really exist. I mean, that probably would not change, but the slow movement is very bare, and that's the place where you can really, if your creative juices are flowing in the right direction, you can really do wonderful things there. There's a fine line, of course, being tasteful and sounding like somebody who's just trying to show off that they're clever in some way. You have to be very, very tasteful.
This is later Mozart from the final several years of his life in a concerto that's been both really celebrated and sometimes criticized for its simplicity. How do you feel it stands among his recorded works or among his works?
I believe that it was incredibly popular during his day. And part of the reason for that was it's so out there. I mean, it is so brilliant. It's like some of those earlier ones that he said, you know, makes the composer sweat, like the 16th, the K451 or the K450, the concerto right before it. I mean, it's a piece that easily impresses. I just played a few days ago the last concerto again, the K595, and it couldn't be more different, nor the one before it, the great C major concerto. I mean, this one is very flashy, and I think you have to be, you have to play it in an elegant way so that it does not sound like that. I think that's the danger of it.
It's interesting to think about the context of all this, that this was originally for the coronation of a Roman emperor. Times have changed a bit around this piece, I would say.
Absolutely. And you know, probably that, you know, it has, you know, for a lack of a better word, I mean, it has an incredibly festive character. And when Kelly and I were playing through it on two pianos last week at home in Austin, I kept saying, well, you know, the entire piece is so positive and so optimistic. There is not a dark moment in it. I mean, it's not even a moment.
As much as Mozart went on a musical journey over the years, you've been on quite a journey too, from South Africa to Austin, Texas. How did your time in South Africa affect your approach to classical music? It's a very different culture you're coming from.
There were so many opportunities for young classical musicians. First of all, there were a number of, I'm just talking piano now, but this is true across the board, but there were some incredible piano teachers there. I studied with the best.
You are quite busy being a teacher as well as a performer, certainly. How do those two pursuits interact for you?
Oh, I couldn't do one without the other. I mean, I decided early on to combine the two. I mean, I really felt I mean, I can never stop playing the piano, of course, but I felt early on that I wanted to, you know, make a contribution in the teaching field, because I'd had such wonderful teachers that I really wanted to pass on this great tradition that I come from. And so I started teaching at a college a lot earlier than some of my colleagues do. I got my first job. I started actually at Austin when I was about 23. I got a job right out of school. And then I was there for a couple of years and went to the Eastman School for 4 years and Michigan for 8, and then completed the circle and came back to Austin in the year 2000. So it's been really terrific.
And if you were going to teach a student Mozart's Coronation Concerto, what guidance would you give to a student?
Well, the first thing I do with all of my students who play Mozart is I send them off to listen to operas and string quartets and things like that. Because even though this is music that's written for the piano, it's really not piano music. I mean, Mozart is all opera. And I think there's sort of certain default modes you can go into when you play Mozart on the piano. You can get into this, you know, tinkly, sugary, sweet, you know, Viennese porcelain saccharine nonsense, which I think is just horrible. Certainly, I mean, the music, some of it, a small part of it, is of course delicate and so on, but it's always beautiful, and a lot of it is filled with drama, and not the Coronation Concerto so much, but I mean, Mozart has so much drama and passion and excitement and turmoil, in addition to all of these other, you know, more positive things like festive, regal, noble, beautiful, and so on. But it's not all this thing that you get into. And playing it on the piano is very, very hard. It's very unforgiving. I mean, this is when you know whether you've practiced your scales and arpeggios like a good boy or girl when you were young. Because if you hadn't, this is payback time. Because you cannot do anything without it not being exposed in the most horrible way. And this concerto is full. I mean, you play your D major scale in every possible way you've ever imagined. But it's fun. It really makes you practice.
Well, we look forward to your interpretation of it here.
Thank you so much.
Pianist Anton Nell, who will be featured on Mozart's Coronation Piano Concerto as part of the Oregon Mozart Players season opening performance Saturday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. in Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. Artistic Director Kelly Kuo will give a pre-concert talk at 6:45 p.m. in the Thelma Schnitzer Hall, and there will also be a post-concert reception hosted by the Taiwanese Women of Eugene. For tickets and information, OregonMozartPlayers.org, and for more on the music of Anton Nell, antonnell.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.